Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is calm tonight, with cool breezes in Jerusalem and clear skies in Tel Aviv. A pleasant evening for those stepping outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF intercepted missile fragments after Iran attacked southern Jordan. No air raid sirens were activated, according to JNS reporting from 3 hours ago. Also, earlier today, the U.S. launched its eighth night of strikes on Iran. The Times of Israel reported that the strikes aimed to punish the IRGC for a deadly attack in Jordan. Also this hour, Hamas has started a secret vote to choose Sinwar's successor. Yainet indicates that Khalil al-Hayya, an ally of Iran, is the frontrunner. Separately, two U.S. troops were killed and another is missing after Iranian attacks on Jordan. I-24 News reported that U.S. strikes hit multiple sites in Iran in response. And finally, Colombia and Slovenia are moving their embassies to Jerusalem. The Forward noted this comes after both nations recently recognized a Palestinian state. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24, a regional news source, posted just minutes ago that a mysterious assassination in Gaza has sparked an investigation. The victim, linked to the pro-Iran Shia movement, was killed in Gaza City. Amichai Chikli, an Israeli minister, shared earlier today a message of support for Argentina's national football team, alongside the Israeli ambassador. In a post from earlier, Memory reported criticism in Lebanon over the focus of Hezbollah officials on Iran's leader, which some see as neglectful of Lebanon's own war victims. Let's go deeper into those stories, starting with the IDF's action in southern Jordan. The military intercepted missile fragments after an Iranian attack, as JNS noted a short time ago. The incident did not trigger air raid sirens, suggesting the threat level was managed effectively. This development underlines the ongoing tensions in the region. Turning to the U.S.'s continued military actions. The Times of Israel reported that American forces struck multiple locations in Iran, including the Hormuzgan province. This action follows retaliatory attacks on U.S. bases in the region. The situation remains volatile, with Washington warning Iran-backed groups against further aggression. Meanwhile in Gaza, Hamas is undergoing a leadership change. Yainet reported earlier today that Khalil al-Hayya is favored to succeed Sinwar. This shift could signal closer ties between Hamas and Iran. The decision has significant implications for Israeli security and regional dynamics. Next, the loss of two U.S. troops has increased tensions between the U.S. and Iran. According to I-24 News, U.S. forces responded with strikes across Iran following the attack. This escalation highlights the fragile security situation and the potential for broader conflict. Finally, the diplomatic landscape is shifting as Colombia and Slovenia move their embassies to Jerusalem. The Forward noted that this decision follows the recognition of a Palestinian state. It marks a significant change in international relations and could impact peace efforts in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reported that Europe faces challenges with Russian drones. An Israeli system might offer a solution to prevent further disruptions. Separately, Merck plans to downsize its Israeli development centers in Jerusalem and Rehovot. Globes noted that the layoffs are part of a broader restructuring effort by the German company. And finally, China's President Xi Jinping unveiled a new initiative at Shanghai's AI conference. CTech reports that he aims to lead the global AI order, challenging existing technological alliances, including those with Israeli companies. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.